These are Reflections of a Humble Scribe. The verses you'll hear presented in the next few minutes started as simple expressions of love and support of family life, and from there, the inspirations expanded into reflections of Scripture, all behind the echoes of life experiences that were transcribed using rhyme and measure, meter and tempo, to capture the essence of those events in the story and poem you'll hear in this episode of Reflections of a Humble Scribe. This is Advent is the Time.
Brothers and sisters, we are in Advent. Allow yourself to take some time to reflect on how you may prepare your heart to receive the Father's gift to man in the manger. What gift can you prepare for the King of Kings that will be well received this year? I was recently reminded about a quote from St. John Eudes, which seemed timely. I ask you to consider that our Lord Jesus Christ is your true head, and that you are members of his body. He belongs to you as the head belongs to the body. All that is his is yours: breath, heart, body, soul, and all his faculties. All of these you must use as if they belong to you, so that in serving him, you may give him praise, love, and glory. We have been given breath to proclaim the word of God to our fellow man. We have been given heart to hold God's presence within us. We have been given mind to ponder the works and the blessings of God. Will you not share a small part of these spiritual gifts with someone who may seem lost or may be having difficulty finding hope this Advent season? Please consider now this reflection as part of your Advent journey. Advent is the time. Think through your Advent plans. Make preparations and be ready to receive the Father's gift to man. Advent is the time to clear the deep, hidden chambers of your heart. Remove the clutter, examine your conscience, confess, and do your part. Advent is the time to keep vigil and to pray. Keep in mind the long journey and long hours of Mother Mary in those days. Advent is the time to wear purple like a child of the King. Embrace your devotions with spirit and song, and joyfully begin to sing. Recently, our own Father John gave a homily on Thanksgiving Day. He offered the suggestion that we, who are members of the body of Christ, are actually the Father's gift to Jesus. Can you wrap your mind around this idea that you are a precious gift? Can you see yourself wrapped as a beautiful Christmas present to be placed into the manger? Consider for a moment that your gift will be more desired than gifts of gold and frankincense and myrrh. What a glorious paradox this offers our mind to ponder. God desires the return of our heart and our mind and our soul. We are given this Advent season to prepare ourselves to be that unique, one-of-a-kind present. May God bless you on your Advent journey.
One star burns in the darkness, shines with the promise, Emmanuel. One child born in the stillness, living within us, Emmanuel. singing glory, glory. Let there be peace, let it start in me. Let there be peace, let it start in me.
Till then I'd be a fool, wishing for the day.
Thank you for joining us for another episode of Reflections of a Humble Scribe. If you'd like more information about the show, please email the radio station at wsjf@stjoseph.cc. That email again is wsjf@stjoseph.cc. Please comment on the Reflections of a Humble Scribe show image post on our Facebook page at WSJF. You can also listen to Reflections of a Humble Scribe on the WSJF radio podcast site at wsjf-radio.com/podcasts, or find the Reflections podcasts on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or Spotify. Thanks again for listening. We'll catch you next time on Reflections of a Humble Scribe.